my own Shakespeare.
I've always found Macbeth a particularly challenging and engaging play, I think because it's, of course, the shortest of the plays, and therefore a great deal is compressed into it. And there's a sense that the metaphors are particularly packed. There's no time to explain them, you just have to work with them. And there are also lightning changes of emotion within very short spaces of time. It's one of the things that makes Macbeth both very, very hard to perform effectively and very rewarding to read again and again. And the speech that most stays with me, I think, from Macbeth is from Act 3, Scene 2, where Macbeth and Lady Macbeth are discussing, though not discussing, the murder of Banquo. And Macbeth decides he doesn't want to tell Lady Macbeth about this and says, "Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed."
"Come, sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and invisible hand cancel and tear to pieces that great bond which keeps me pale."
There's a rapid move from the extraordinary domestic intimacy of dearest Chuck to the business of an appalling murder, a cold-blooded murder. And then the metaphors become even more contracted and compressed.
"Light thickens, and the crow makes wing to the rooky wood. Good things of day begin to droop and drowse, while night's black agents to their praise do rouse."
Light thickens, one of those Shakespearean metaphors that seems inexhaustible in a way because it's not in the least obvious. It says something entirely new about an experience that we both recognise and don't recognise. And that movement from casual colloquial intimacy into the rather grandiose metaphor of blindfolding the light of day so that terrible deeds can be done, and then into the sensation that light itself is blurring and melting into darkness. All of that makes this speech, for me, one of the most potent in the whole of the canon.
"Thou marvellest at my words, but hold thee still. Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill."
My own Shakespeare.